A local rodeo group hosted a handy-capable rodeo for special needs children Friday in the Civic Center Arena. Sulphur Springs High School Key Club members helped out, and I talked with three of their officers.
Well, let's get some names here. You're Key Club officers, is that right?
Yes, sir. I'm Sarah Ross.
Okay.
Caroline Burning.
Okay. Mason Maker.
All right. And what offices do you hold
here? I'm the treasurer.
Okay.
And? Secretary.
And? Vice president.
All right. And what role is Key Club playing here today?
We are basically, we have like, I think like 250 of us, and they match each of us up with one kid, and sometimes two if they're in a wheelchair. And we just go with them throughout the day and watch them and ride on rides with them if they need us to, if they're small enough, and just kind of be their friend and try to make this day special for them.
You like this?
I do. I've done it all 4 years, and it's been a really cool experience.
Just to see the joy of the child you're working
with? It's really cool. You know that this day means something to them.
Yeah. All right. What about you? What's your experience with this?
I've done it also all 4 years, and it's been such a blessing to me just to get to hang out with these kids for a day and just get to see them smile and have a fun time. So.
They really depend on you, don't they?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What about you? What are your thoughts?
I've done it all 4 years as well. I just like seeing the kids have a smile on their face, and they really get a kick out of just having somebody around and having fun with them. It's amazing.
I also ran across a couple of rodeo announcers.
What is your name?
My name is West Huggins.
West Huggins, okay. Mm-hmm. And your name?
T.C. Long.
All right. Now, you guys, how does it work to have two announcers here?
Well, you know, it's a great privilege for us to get to work together. A lot of the bigger rodeos have went to two announcers, and so we get to throw back and forth off of each other, and with the video board, we can cover replays and, take care of our sponsors. And the kind of cool thing, we're both from West Texas originally. I just moved to East Texas. He stays out there and drives back and forth.
I understand. We do play-by-play in color, right?
Right,
so
right.
Kind of the same deal. Tell us about the rodeo. Going to be a good one this year?
The rodeo is going to be great this year. We have a brand new name. We have brand new colors. We have over $220,000 added to our rodeo in cash and prizes. Our friends at Cinch Jeans came to us and said, we want to make this the premier rodeo, and they really have helped us out. You've got the top 15 in each event that the UPRA sanctions, and so you've got the best of the best. But not only do you have the best contestants, also the contestants voted for the stock that's going to be here. So you also have the stock that's been voted by the top cowboys. So it's going to be a matchup on every single ride that comes through here.
So really good stuff, huh?
Oh, it is. And, it's great family entertainment. We've got a lot of, as he said, great payout. You know, these contestants travel all year long to get here, to get the good money and the great prizes that we give away. We're going to crown a champion Sunday matinee. Also this year, Saturday night, Sulphur Springs Dodge is giving away a Ram truck. So that's going to make it action-packed. The crowd's going to be full. That'll be right after the bull riding event, so I hope folks went down there and signed up today. I think they can sign up all the way to 7 o'clock, and then we'll be drawn for that truck right after the rodeo. So that just brings more entertainment to it, and it's going to be an action-packed night of rodeo. We hope folks all come out and join us.
Oscar Aguilar is a member of the local rodeo group.
We got a good number of kids this year. I mean, we were right at almost 300, and we got several other schools that were involved this year that we hadn't. Mount Pleasant sent some, but we got a good group and everybody enjoying the day and horseback riding, as you see, everything y'all been filming, and got a nice mechanical bull for the kids to try out. So hopefully everybody will enjoy it, come out to the rodeo later on tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday matinee.
KSST News.